Welcome to Cross 15 2020. I am your host, Brent, and this is a fireside chat. Well, it's been a long, long time since I've done a podcast, and I'm not sure if I have any listeners or not, but that's irrelevant. So I'm sitting out here around a fire outside, and it's not too cool. It's a decent night. It's a very, very starry night and a fire, and so I'm just inspired to share a little bit of a podcast. So it's been a minute. So what have I been up to? Well, since I last podcasted, I got another job, which is fun. I still do counseling / therapy about once a month or so, and that's going well. Which I definitely would recommend for anybody that, you know, needs help. And I also just want to remind you, like, be empowered to make your own decisions. Don't feel forced to share something, but rather share what you want to share and what you want to talk about. I think for a long time I would share stuff out of fear, but it's like that's not a good place to start from. So don't share out of fear. Just share what you want to share and work on you, what you want to work on you. And the rest leave up to God. So yeah, just sitting out here, starry night. There goes a plane or a satellite or something across the night sky. Actually, hold that thought. Alright, sorry about that. I saw a night sky object and I had to investigate to see if it was the International Space Station, and it was not. So I'm not sure if it was just the airplane or some other satellite up in the sky. But yeah, so I had a really interesting audiobook that I read recently. Well, listened to, read. What you will say, that's fine. It was talking about Oumuamua, which was a object from outer space that orbited the sun and then left, but it had very odd, I think the trajectory was very odd. And basically the book was about intelligent life, you know, outside of our solar system. Now, I know there's some people that are super rigid that would say, well, there isn't any because the Bible doesn't say there is. And I know there's other people that would say, well, there's definitely is, and maybe they don't believe the Bible, or there's maybe people in between. I, for my part, am not really sure what I think about intelligent life beyond our own solar system. And while it's true, we don't necessarily have references in the Bible to, you know, life outside of the earth as we know it, physical life. There's also spiritual life, and so, you know, I believe in angels and demons, so, to some degree, so, like, why couldn't there be other objects? Now, I don't know. I might be wrong, but it's kind of interesting to think about, but definitely the universe is massive, as we think about it. I know, Louis Giglio had a great, video talk titled Significantly Insignificant or Insignificantly Significant or something to that. And I really like a lot of Louis Giglio's stuff on space and the stars and our solar system and just pictures, and it's definitely breathtaking. So check those out. I think it's called Indescribable or something like that, but it's Louis Giglio showing a bunch of pictures of the stars and galaxies and universes, or different things that we can see, part of our known universe. So yeah, it's just crazy. Right now, looking at Orion's belt, of course, can see tonight Venus is very bright in the night sky. Yeah, so just out here enjoying the fire. And again, this is not a, you know, this podcast is, I'm not really sure what it is, but that's okay. Because if people listen and they enjoy, great. If they listen and don't enjoy, I do apologize. But just sharing my thoughts, just some different things. Fire's close to going out, so I'll be going in here shortly. But yeah, so space is the final frontier. I'm just kidding. Space is pretty amazing. I do like Star Wars, Star Trek, The Next Generation. I've been watching Picard. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe in another life I was supposed to be an astronaut. Maybe if there is such a thing as a multiverse, my other multiversal self is out there living in space somewhere, right? I don't know. That's just kind of fun to think about. Don't take me too serious on that, but who knows? So I just wanted to chime in and put a little podcast out there and say, you know, life. So I think one of the things, the serenity prayer, is very helpful. Not that I've been praying it a lot, but just as I'm sitting here thinking, you know, help me to change what I can change. But, you know, it's kind of like let go and surrender control of what we can't change. And I would even say the things that we can change, sometimes we need to surrender those. Because if we're overthinkers, we can definitely think too much, like, oh, well, I didn't do it just right, or I still could have done this or could have done that. You know, I have challenges with work, but I am learning to let go of those challenges and really just let God. And I'm not perfect, but I would say my attitude is way better than it was. So if you struggle with anger or your job or your place in this world, just know that if you learn to surrender and let go, specifically, I would say to God, but if you don't believe in God, that's okay. Just surrendering and letting go, that will really just help you in the long run. So something I've got to do and work on is surrendering my attitude. Those little annoyances at work that can build over time if I let them to out explosive anger, which ultimately is just hurting me, I think. And it could potentially hurt others, but mainly hurts me. And then I feel bad and shameful and regret. And I don't know that shame is bad, because we want to be able to heal from that shame. But we also don't want to perpetually be in a state of angst or misery or, you know, and every job is going to have its challenges, no matter where you're at. And I've heard people say, if you find a job you love, you'll never work another day in your life. And that very well may be true, but it's still work, and life still isn't perfect. So all that to say, let's work on surrendering to God, to the universe, to, you know, whatever you deem to surrender to and whatever you need to surrender to. As always, if you ever need help or someone to talk to, I'm definitely available. You can definitely leave, I think, a message on this podcast or email me, brenttbergen@gmail.com. And just on the subject line, or podcast episode, you know, this is episode. I think I'm going to call it Fireside Chat. So hopefully more to come, but just a brief little thing. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Reach out if you'd like me to podcast about something and a particular issue maybe you want to know my thoughts on, or just need help with something. So definitely be willing to do that. Thank you for listening. Once again, this is Cross 15 2020. I am your host, Brent, and hope to catch you next time. Grace and peace. Love you. Goodbye.